Track 27.
Tell me, Frank, how did your family decide to go green?
It was Dad's idea, really. When we were young, Dad had an important job with an oil company. He was very ambitious, and we didn't see him a lot because he was always flying around the world. But when he was 43, he lost his job. After he lost his job, he changed completely. He started working as a gardener, met new friends, and that's how he became interested in green issues.
Very different from his old life?
Yeah. He actually became a bit of a rebel. So when he asked us about going off the grid, I wasn't surprised.
How did you feel about the changes you had to make, Ellie?
I was very happy. Last year, Dad and I took part in a demonstration about climate change in Washington, D.C. It was fun, and I had a great day. But when I went back home, I felt I needed to do more. These are serious problems. We all have to make changes to our lives now.
What about you, Frank?
Mostly it's okay. I don't mind walking and cycling, but I get tired of eating potatoes, salad, and apples. Sometimes I just want to eat a hamburger, turn all the lights on in every room in the house, and take a jacuzzi bath. And I'd really like to get a motorcycle when I'm older.
What about your friends? What do they think?
They're all very worried about climate change. At my school, I've started an environmental group. We're trying to persuade people to change their lives. My friends think I'm very bossy, but all this is too important. We have to do something before it's too late. We can't close our eyes to this problem.
My friends think my dad is crazy. I think he's crazy too sometimes. But all my friends agree that climate change is a real problem, and we should do everything we can to stop it. I hope the changes my family is making can help, but I'm not sure.